You can download our program segments and take them along with you.
Don't leave home without them.
It's Artie on the go.
Bobby Bloom adding a musical tag from the movie Oklahoma onto the end of his one and only real hit. His career cut short by an accidental shooting in 1974. It's December of 1970. Taking another look at new LPs, we find new vinyl from Free, The Shylights, Fleetwood Mac founder Peter Green, and ELO predecessor The Move, along with 10 Years After and Quicksilver Messenger Service. Miles Davis's Bitches Brew is released, widely considered to be the first successful full-fledged fusion of rock and roll and jazz, and it will turn out to be one of his best-known albums. Here's Chicago Transit Authority from their first and only album before they shortened their name. Robert Lamb writes and sings this song, which isn't released until after two songs from their second album have already hit the charts. He's playing some nice freeform piano on this extended album version of their third top 10 in a row.
As I was walking down the street one day,
time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't imagine why. Oh, I've got time enough to cry. And I was walking down the street one day, being pushed and shoved by people trying to beat the clock. So
Artie's Time Warp will continue after we pause for station identification.